Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle, North Carolina Reading Service, excuse me, folks, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of August 23, 2019. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. As we begin, a big welcome to the 2019-2020 Outlaw Bowling season. We're looking forward to another successful year, and our theme this year is commitment. Reminders, if you can sub, please let Sharon know on Sunday. Give her a call after 8 a.m. The phone number is 919-755-0700. And leave a message. Sharon will call on Thursday to confirm if you have a spot. If you know you need off, please call the same number. Remember that if you call out and we do not have a sub for you, you will owe the entire $12 to the league. If you call and we do have a sub available, you will owe just $3. Subs who get spots will pay $12 to bowl. Please call if you think you can sub. Now, don't forget to pay your locker rent. It's $35 per locker, and it's due as soon as possible. Yes, they have combinations. The desk has a key and can let you in your locker, or you can keep the combination, and those who can see will help you out. Sanction fees are due in the lane envelopes no later than the first week in October. That'll be October the 4th. Sanctions are $22 for all bowlers. We send our congratulations to those who won money at the Gate City Classic Tournament last week in Greensboro. We had a good time, although it is obvious that some of us are out of practice. Raffle tickets are now available for $2 each for a two-night stay at the hotel during the James Benton Memorial CBA Tournament, which will be on November 1 through 3. See Jeff Tucker to purchase your tickets. We will draw them in Raleigh in September. And listen on as we go further for tournament and hotel information. You may now make hotel reservations for the James Benton Memorial CBA Tournament and Shootout, scheduled for November 1 through 3, 2019. We are headed back to Wilmington, North Carolina again this year, with our host hotel being the Holiday Inn Market Street, located at 5032 Market Street in Wilmington. Telephone number 910-392-1101. Room rates are $99 per night, which includes breakfast each day. Hotel registration deadline is October 10. Bowling will take place at the Cardinal Lanes, located at 3907 Shipyard Boulevard in Wilmington. The entry fee for the tournament is $45, and this includes singles, doubles, and team competition. The shootout is an additional $25. If an individual wishes to bowl in only certain events, they may pay $15 per event for singles, doubles, or teams. There is also a $5 registration fee for all of those attending the tournament, whether you are bowling or not. The total cost for a bowler for all events, including the shootout, is $75, or $50 without the shootout. Outlaw entry deadline is Friday, October 19. Put your money in the lane envelopes. For our other league friends, the deadline for entries to be sent to Terrell is October 21. Tournament packets will be mailed out soon, and I will have some available in print at the Gate City Classic Tournament, August 17. Well, I think we missed that already because today is the 23rd. On the other hand, please email all entry forms. If you need a packet mailed to you or emailed, please contact Ginger at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. Please email all entry forms to CBA Tournament Coordinator Terrell Jones at jones.terrell23@yahoo.com. Mail checks for funds to Terrell at his home address, 803 Nestleway Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406. We're going to send out good luck to the Outlaws attending the Sunshine Invitational in Daytona on Labor Day weekend. It's right around the corner. The Cincinnati Blind Bowling League is going to hold a 2020 National Tournament fundraising raffle. And this comes as a hello from Cincinnati and from Tanya Koo, the Cincinnati Blind Bowling League representative. Phone number 513-291-0065. Well, what about those raffle tickets? All proceeds will help support the ABBA Tournament Fund. Tickets are $5 each. If you are interested in purchasing one or some, please email Tanya and let her know how many you want and the name and address where you want them mailed. She will be sending tickets, and you can then return the stubs with your check made out to the ABBA Tournament Fund. There will be an envelope in with Tanya's return address. So, for prizes, first one is a three-night stay at the Marriott in Cincinnati during the tournament, the 2020 tournament, and that includes one morning breakfast for two. Then there's going to be one member's tournament registration fees up to $70 and a $100 gift card. And number three, there will be one member's tournament registration fees up to $70 and a $50 gift card. Send your email to TKOO, that's TKOO, at cinci.rr.com. That's at Cincy, C-I-N-C-I, Roadrunner.com. If interested, Tanya will be at the Daytona Tournament over Labor Day weekend, and we'll have tickets available. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind has the following nuts and candy for sale. 3 bags pecan halves at $10.50 each. 3 bags of pecan pieces, $10.50 each. 2 bags of cashews, $10.50 each. 2 bags of praline pecans, $10.50 each. 5 bags of trail mix, $8.50 each. 2 bags of chocolate pecans, $10.50 each. 2 bags of gummy bears at $6.50 each. Contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 or yellowdog at bellsouth.net. That's yallow, Y-A-L-L-O-W-D-O-G-G, yallowdog at bellsouth.net, and claim your choice. On to the Challenged Athletes Foundation grant. For those of you who are asking about the CAF, the Challenged Athletes Grant, we have some basic information for you and an FAQ sheet from last year. Okay, everything that you're going to hear about this is last year for this year. Coming up later will be this year's information for next year. The grant is all done online, and here are some items that they require you to answer or fill out. A 3-4 paragraph bio, information about yourself. What is your disability? They give you choices in the application. Number 3, short and long-term goals. Number 4, a doctor's letter stating your disability. Number 5, a picture of yourself in your sport. Number 6, a reference letter from a coach or a teammate or fellow bowler. Number 7, a total household income. Must attach a W-2 if you work, or for all household income, including other family members, also a W-2. Number 8, what you will use the money for. Competition, training, equipment. You have to choose only one item. Number 9, how the grant will assist you. Number 10, list any volunteer or community involvement. And number 11, have you ever received a CAF grant in the past? And if yes, when? They do ask for some other small info, but this gets you off to a really good start. If you are using the grant for competition, you must give details on the cost of travel, hotel, and entry fees. Grant application, frequently asked questions. Let's note this again. The following information is from the 2018-2019 season. It's closed. The next available application period will be in September of 2019 for the 2019-2020 season. So anything that you hear from here on about this is going to be what was in force for the 2018-19 season. Likely, it'll be much the same, but wait until you get the actual information for the 2019-2020 season. The website, by the way, is www.challengedathletes.org. /programs/grants, and that's challenge, challengedathletes, challenged athletes. Question, when and how can I apply for a grant? Answer, the 2019 grant application will open Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. It will close on Friday, November 2nd, 2018 at 5 p.m. Please note that the grant closes nearly 1 month earlier than in previous years. No applications will be accepted after the deadline. The link to the 2019 CAF grant application will be available on our website, starting date to be determined here. The application is completely online. No paper applications are available or accepted. If you do not have access to a computer or if you need assistance filling out the application, we highly recommend asking a friend, family member, or someone you trust to assist you. The CAF grants team will not fill out an application for an applicant. We historically see 60 to 70% of the grant applications being submitted during the last week, leaving very little time to address issues that may arise while filling the application out. Please plan on applying early to alleviate last-minute issues and stress. Late applications will not be accepted. Question, what can I apply for? Answer, CAF offers grant opportunities in 4 different grant categories. You may apply for a grant in only one of the following categories: travel or competition expenses, coaching or training expenses, equipment expenses. That'll be once every 3 years if you're over 18 years of age, once every 2 years if you are under 18 years of age, and number 4, athletic prosthetics. When and how are the grants distributed? All grants will be distributed in spring. All applicants, that will be, in this case, it's going to be the spring of 2020, okay? These last ones were spring of 2019. All applicants will be notified of their grant status via email. We will send all grant communications to the email address used in the grantee's application, so please make sure that the email is up to date and easily accessed so no email information is missed. For the coaching, training, or travel competition grants, if approved for travel competition or coaching training, the grantee will be given monetary funds via PayPal, preferred. Grant funds can be sent via wire transfer or check if necessary. Grant amounts vary, but typically average between $1,000 and $1,500. Equipment grants. If approved for an equipment grant from a CAF partner vendor, CAF will provide the grantee with information and next steps for contacting our vendor to place the equipment order. The vendor will bill CAF directly for the baseline equipment piece. Any additions, enhancements, or customizations that the grantee would like to add on to the equipment will become the grantee's responsibility to pay. Shipping fees to acquire the equipment are also the responsibility of the grantee. Prosthetic grants. If approved for a prosthetic grant, CAF will work with Osur and the grantee's prosthetist to acquire the prosthetics. Each applicant that requests a prosthetic grant must provide contact information for his or her prosthetist. CAF will contact the prosthetist to determine if the request is appropriate and verify that the prosthetist is willing to fabricate the rest of the componentry required to make an athletic leg at a reduced cost or at no cost to the grantee. CAF provides the prosthetic only. Any additional expenses are the responsibility of the grantee. I received a grant. Question is, in 2018, can I apply again for a 2019 grant? And if so, do I need to fill out another application? The answer, you can apply for a travel competition or coaching training grant every year. However, an applicant can only apply for an equipment grant once every 3 years if over 18 years of age, or once every 2 years if under 18. You must submit a new application every year you apply so that we can have a record of updated information. 2018 grant receipts must be submitted before you will be considered for a future grant. The 2018 receipts deadline was 1/31/2019. Question, how do I know if I am eligible to apply for a CAF grant? Answer, to be eligible for a CAF grant, an individual must have a permanent physical disability. CAF uses the International Paralympic Committee's eligibility criteria as a guideline. Applicants must provide medical documentation of their permanent disability in the application form. Individuals with strictly cognitive or intellectual disabilities are not eligible to apply. Examples of qualifying disabilities include achondroplasia or dwarfism, amputations, acquired or congenital, arthrogryposis, ataxia, athetosis, cerebral palsy, Charcot-Marie tooth, leg length difference, hypertonia, hypotonia, impaired muscle power, impaired passive ROM, limb deficiency, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, paraplegia, polio, quadriplegia, spina bifida, visual impairment, severe TBI that adversely affects mobility. Question, are teams or organizations or groups eligible to apply? Answer, CAF offers grant opportunities for individual applicants only. Programs, teams, coaches, volunteers, and supporters of athletes with a disability are not eligible to apply for a CAF grant. Question, do you offer grants for international challenged athletes? Answer, CAF is proud to have supported athletes from 40 countries in 2018. International athletes certainly can apply, but please note, there are significant limitations to what we are able to grant. We rarely grant equipment to international grantees due to the cost of shipping. However, we can send monetary grants via PayPal or wire transfer to individual grantees for travel/competition or coaching training expenses, and in some cases, equipment expenses. Question, what information and documentation will I need to include in my application? Answer, the CAF app grant is quite detailed and asks for many pieces of important information. In addition to filling out our basic information about yourself, your sports or fitness history, and goals and your grant requests, the application also requires, number one, financial information. Financial need is one of the greatest factors the CAF grants team takes into consideration when awarding grants. Those with the greatest financial needs will be awarded first. Applicants will be required to upload documentation to show proof of finances. Acceptable documentation includes a 2018 tax return or W-2 form, two pay stubs or an SSI/SSDI statement, multiple statements if the applicant is not employed. All incomes that support the grant applicant must be reported and included in the application. Number two, medical information. Applicants are asked to upload a letter from their medical provider, a doctor, a physical therapist, a prosthetist, occupational therapist, nurse practitioner, etc., that verifies the applicant is their patient and that the applicant has a permanent physical disability. You may use the same medical letter used in previous grant applications, but you must re-upload it to your application. Number three, a personal letter of reference. Applicants must upload a letter of reference from an individual who knows the grant applicant well, such as a coach or teammate, friend, family member, etc., and can state why the applicant should receive a CAF grant. The letter should give the grants team an idea of who the applicant is and why they would benefit from a CAF grant. A well-written and detailed letter will benefit the grant applicant. And number four, photos. Two high-resolution photos of the grantee are required, preferably of the grantee playing their sport. Question, what are the reasons the grant application could be denied? Answer, while we wish we could approve every grant request every year, some applicants are declined. The CAF grant application process is highly competitive, and we want to stretch our grant funds as far as possible to impact as many athletes as we can. Here are some of the common reasons why grant applications are declined. Finances. Finances are a determining factor when awarding grants. 40% of 2018 grantees reported their annual incomes as under $20,000. Applicants with the greatest financial need are our priority. Next, incomplete applications or applications lacking detail. Applications with either missing information and/or documents or applications that are not detailed or thorough enough may end up not perhaps being considered for approval. And finally, application lacks clear need for a grant. Applications that do not convey a strong need for a grant may not be approved. And our last cue in the Q&A, what can I do to strengthen the quality of my application? Our best advice is to make sure your application is thorough and detailed in all sections and that no information is missing. Also, give yourself time to fill it out. Don't rush through it. This means making sure to start your application early so that the CAF grants team can assist you should any issues or questions come up. Some other helpful information. Start your application early. Every year, hundreds of grantees start their applications the last week and sometimes the last day of the application cycle. This inevitably leads to hundreds of frantic phone calls and emails to our grants team when applicants come across an issue with or have a question about their application. We do our very best to answer all questions, but our team is small. If you wait until right before the deadline to submit your application, you may not get immediate assistance. Applicants who have not hit the submit button by 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the date that they're going to give you last year, it was Friday, November the 2nd. If you haven't done that, you will be invited to reapply the following year. So do yourself a favor and submit your grant application early. Do your research. Talk to a coach, teammates, a medical professional, or do some independent research about what grant will be most beneficial to you and your sports fitness needs. Do not apply for equipment without researching it to make sure it's the best fit for you. If you apply for coaching or training or travel and competition funds, do some research on the price points so that you have a ballpark idea of how much you will need to request. And demonstrate a need for CAF assistance. Please keep in mind that we hope to help as many people as possible with meaningful grants. Equipment requests should be made when you need a new piece of equipment to improve your training and competition, or when you cannot compete without one. Please help us provide equipment and funding to other athletes by making your requests meaningful. Your application does not have to be completed in one sitting. You will be able to save your application and come back to it at any time to submit it before the deadline. If you have a question, the best way to get a hold of the grants team is via email. Send a detailed email to cafgrants@challenged.org, and we will get back to you with an answer to your questions as soon as we can. So that's it, and remember, be early and be thorough. Moving on, we'll go to Top Tech Tidbits. You can check out the Top Tech Tidbits online to see all of the information available, or you can subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website is www.flying-blind.com/tidbits2016. They offer classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as the tech tidbits. So here's the latest information. Windows Keyboard Power User Guide, Dean Martineau's unique book for screen reader users, is finally available. You can read about it and purchase it for as little as $15. NVDA 2019.2. This NVDA upgrade includes auto detection of Freedom Scientific displays and rate boost for Windows One Core voices. NVDA add-on for Notepad++, this add-on for the Advanced Text Editor Notepad++ adds accessibility enhancements. Tech Tools for Health and Wellness. The audio archive of this Hadley Institute, a Tech It Out webinar, is available. Reading printed text on Tech It Out. August 2019's Tech It Out gathering concerns the various ways now available for reading print, and all of the details are available there. Objective Ed, mobile-based educational games. Learn about blindfold games and how they will be increasingly useful for education. Using Envision AI to convert an image. The popular Envision AI app is on a significant sale through the end of August of this year, 2019, making it so people can more likely afford it during this time. This is a blog post, and it describes one user of it. More about the history of accessible iPhone. Complimenting Shelley Brisbane's documentary on the subject that was mentioned a few weeks ago, she has also provided bonus content, including supplementary interviews with key accessibility experts. Audio tutorial for Windows 10 Insider Preview Build 18963. Here's a 30-minute tutorial on this build, showing what's coming in Windows. Latest digital assistant comparison. Siri answers 83% of questions correctly in a test, beating Alexa, but trailing Google Assistant. Accessible iOS game Circus Masters Revenge. This game is free, but an in-app purchases help. You do more with it. Gentle intro to 3D design with OpenSCAD. This free 3-hour webinar on programming for 3D printing is available online or in person Thursday, 28 August 2019 at 1730 GMT. For free detailed iOS courses. Four courses for iOS users of all skill levels are available starting in September 2019, and you can read about it for information and registration. VoiceDream apps on Tech Talk. Hear about VoiceDream Reader, Writer, and Scanner on Tech Talk on GMT 00:00, Tuesday, 27 August 2019. IACast covers tech news. IACast number 125 covers some mainstream tech news, and each panelist highlights an app or service. And finally, accessibility at Sprint on Eyes on Success. You can learn about Sprint services for people with vision loss in episode number 1934. On to the calendar of events. The Wake Federation of the Blind meets regularly at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, North Carolina, the second Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president and may be contacted at 919-616-1606 or by email at robertparrish7@gmail.com. The NFB of North Carolina State Convention will be held at the Sheraton Imperial in Durham on September 13 through 15. You're invited to check out Arts Access website, www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shmtl, for a listing of audio-described performances. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be Thursday, September 19, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 at the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300 or by email Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, 09 at gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly, the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and their activities. There will be free ERA, A-I-R-A, access at the State Council Convention. ERA is proud to sponsor the 2019 North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention. As part of our partnership, we are offering ERA access at the Best Western Plus Hotel at 770 Huffman Mill Road for this event. The convention is scheduled for September 20 through 22. What is ERA access? Individuals who are blind or have low vision can use ERA for free through ERA access. We've partnered with some of the most well-known businesses in the world to provide free ERA access to more people in more ways. It is the ability for anyone to download the ERA app and use ERA for free, finding a hotel room, a conference room, reading a hotel menu, or describing exhibit hall tables. It is the ability for anyone to download it for absolutely no charge. You can do this as a guest at www.aira.io/app today so that you can use ERA for free while attending the event. If you have any trouble downloading it, call 1-800-835-1934. ERA is on a mission to provide instant access to visual information for anyone, anytime, anywhere. Learn about ERA at www.aira.io. For more information about the North Carolina of the Blind's convention, go to www.nccbinfo.org or give Lawrence Carter a call at 919-856-0034. Well, all this chatter has kind of made me a bit hungry, so here are some recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And I like the sound of the first one. It's called Million Dollar Pie. Who could go wrong with that, and who would not want it? My goodness. Well, you're going to begin with one large can of crushed pineapple, well-drained, one can of Eagle Brand condensed sweet milk, one 16-ounce container of Cool Whip, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1 cup of coconut, 1 10-ounce jar of cherries chopped, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and 2 graham cracker pie crusts. Now, this is going to be the easiest way in the world for you to make a million-dollar pie, that is. Mix all the ingredients well, pour into the 2 pie crusts, chill, and serve. What could be better than that? Well, this takes a little more work, but I think it's going to be pretty doggone good. Slow cooker green chili casserole. Your ingredients, 1 1/2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 white onion, diced, 1 4-ounce can of diced green chilies, 1 19-ounce can of green enchilada sauce, 1 cup of sour cream, 2 cups of cheddar cheese grated and divided, 1/4 cup green onion chopped, and 3 cups of cooked white rice. Your preparation goes like this. Add chicken to a 6-quart or larger slow cooker. Add salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, cumin, and chili powder, followed by the onion, green chilies, and enchilada sauce. Cover that up and cook it for 3 to 4 hours on high or 6 to 8 hours on low. When cooking time is over, use 2 forks to shred the chicken. Stir in the sour cream, 1/2 cup of the cheddar cheese, and the green onion. Add cooked rice and stir. Top with the remaining cheese. Cover and cook until the cheese has melted. That's about 15 more minutes. If your rice is cold, you'll need to cook it a little longer, say about 45 minutes on high, and then enjoy it. Now, You didn't get enough green chili? How about green chili dip? Your ingredients, 1 pint of sour cream, 1/2 cup of green chili, preferably freshly roasted, peeled, seeded, and chopped. 1 packet, that's 1.1 ounces of Hidden Valley Ranch Party Dip Mix. Combine the sour cream, the green chilies, and dip mix. Stir to blend. Chill for at least 1 hour. And this is going to make about 2 1/3 cups. Serve with rigid potato chips or your favorite tortilla chip. And it's also great to use it as a baked potato topping. Yum, yum, yum. Well, we're coming up toward the time for the Wide Open Bluegrass Street Festival. It's coming back in September. Of particular interest to most of our readers is that if you need a sighted guide for the Wide Open Bluegrass Street Festival or other events, the deadline to request one is Friday, September 13. I'm going to give you information about that in just a moment. This is a very comprehensive guide for the accessibility for the International Festival in downtown Raleigh, September 27 and 28. For the free festival, paid events are going on an entire week before. This is a long one, and you might want to maybe print this thing out and have it available. Sighted guides available for Wide Open Bluegrass. If you love music, this year's PNC Presents Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will provide sighted guides during this year's event on Friday, September 27, and Saturday, September 28. To request to be paired with a guide for this event, please call Pinecone at 919-664-8333, extension 4. You can also submit your sighted guide request online at http://bit.ly/guiderequ. Please submit your request by Friday, September 13. Street Fest lineup will be announced in late August, and more than 100 bands will perform in downtown Raleigh as part of this event. So check out the lineup and learn more about what PNC presents. You'll enjoy it. Beginning this year, the performances at the Raleigh Red Hat Amphitheater will be open to the public for free, subject to venue capacity. A limited number of reserved seats in prime sections of the venue are available for purchase to ensure admittance for every performance. The Del McQuarrie Band, Molly Tuttle, I Am With Her, Sarah Watkins, Sarah Jarose, and Iofi O'Donovan, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Balsam Range, Sister Sadie, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and more will be a part of this year's festival lineup. Street Fest continues to be free to the public as well. See the comprehensive guide that we have for accessibility at the end of these notes for information on wheelchair accessibility, parking, etc. as well. So here it is. Okay. The Wide Open Bluegrass welcomes attendees with disabilities. We're dedicated to continually improving our efforts to ensure attendees have access to all festival goods and services, regardless of ability. Wide Open Bluegrass brings together music fans from all around the world, and we strive to provide an event that is welcoming to all participants. A great place to start your Wide Open Bluegrass experience is at one of the information stations located at PNC intersection of Martin and Fayetteville, southeast corner, City Plaza, or the Greater Raleigh Visitor and Information Center located just inside the Raleigh Marriott City Center Hotel. There you can pick up a full schedule of weekend events and ask friendly helpers any questions that you might have about the weekend. There is a designated accessible drop-off area on Fayetteville Street, just south of City Plaza. Vehicles dropping off patrons with disabilities should take Salisbury Street to Lenore Street to Fayetteville Street. Once the passengers have been dropped off, the driver can turn around on Fayetteville, turn left on Lenore, and then turn left on to Wilmington. Designated drop-off areas are also available on the east side of Salisbury between Harget and Davy Streets and the west side of Wilmington between Harget and Davy Streets. Fayetteville Street and the first block of all side streets will be blocked off for the festival. Wilmington and Salisbury Streets will remain open. On the other end of the festival footprint, drop-off is also available at designated parking spots along Morgan Street, where it intersects with the north end of Fayetteville Street at the State Capitol Building. Mobility options. Mobility Concepts will provide scooters and wheelchairs for rent on site. Mobility Concepts booth will be located at the City Plaza, just south of City Plaza Stage, next to the accessible drop-off and pickup area on Fayetteville Street. Call 919-612-5132, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. only, please, to reserve a scooter or a wheelchair in advance. You can reserve, or you can reserve on the Mobility Concepts website, www.mobilityconceptsllc.com/p9.htm. You'll need to enter the dates of the event that you want to attend, and your device will be waiting for you at the festival. The rental rates for the White Apron Bluegrass are $35 to $40 per day. You can also email Mobility Concepts with any additional questions or concerns at busybobwill, BUSYBOBWILL, at gmail.com. White Apron Bluegrass does not provide personal care, golf cart rides, or push service. Please plan ahead and bring attendance if needed. What's allowed? Only those who have mobility disabilities may use mobility devices. Power wheelchairs and 3 or 4-wheeled scooters are allowed for use by people with mobility disabilities. What's not allowed? Well, it's a crowded event, so for safety reasons, powered mobility devices that move faster than walking speed or that are heavier and larger than a wheelchair or a scooter, including 2-wheeled scooters, golf carts, all-terrain vehicles, are not, that is, not allowed anywhere on the festival footprint. Other types of mobility devices will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. There's different places where you can view the Street Fest stages. Designated accessible viewing areas will be available in front of all Street Fest music stages for people who use mobility devices and their companions to help ensure that you can see what's happening on stage. A limited number of chairs are available in these areas. And these areas are intended for fans who use wheelchairs, scooters, or other mobility devices and their companions, fans with low vision and their companions, fans who have a disability that substantially limits their ability to stand and their companions. But space is limited and is available first-come, first-serve basis. If you happen to be blind or visually impaired, sign up to request a sighted guide deadline. We've mentioned it before. We'll mention it again. Friday, September 13. You need to contact Courtney Wheeler of Pine Cove Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, 919-664-8333, extension 3, or send her an email at membership@pinecone.org by Friday, September 13. New this year, you can also contact Courtney, that's for information about being paired with a sighted guide during the festival. So if that's what you need, that's what you want, that's how to get it, okay? What else do we have here? Do you need a quiet space? Quiet spaces will be located for patrons with sensory considerations along the festival footprint. And there will be some at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Raleigh Marriott City Center, and Street Fest at the Exchange Plaza. So transportation and parking, you know, it's just going to be a lot of stuff everywhere. Accessible cab companies, our community cab and wheelchair service, 919-231-6282. Evans Transportation, 919-427-5635. King Richard Transportation, 919-754-7270. And Leisure Cab and Transportation, 919-833-6169. Bringing your own car and parking, if you have a handicap parking sticker, be sure to display it so that you can park in those areas because there's no time limit on a handicap payment, so there's no need to move your car. Parking decks are available both days. Parking fees may vary. There's the Blunt Street parking deck, Wilmington Street deck. The Moore Square deck and Performing Arts Center deck, City Center deck, Cabarrus deck, Municipal deck, and the Convention Center deck. areas within all of those. There are also additional decks nearby, including Alexander Square, Charter Square, Hanover, Convention Center Underground, and the Moore Square decks. There will be restrooms at street level. These are all portable toilets located on West Hargett and West Davie Street. And many of the indoor venues have their own accessible restrooms available. And it goes on from there. My goodness gracious, it's just looking like it's going to be a grand event. Do you have any questions or comments about that? Wide Open Bluegrass wants to know. So if you need any assistance or have any questions during the whole or leading up to the Wide Open Bluegrass, send an email. Let's see, I don't have the email address. Just to send an email to Julie. Better yet, call her, 919-645-2661. And you might also want to call Jamie at 919-664-8333. That's about it. We may run into you there. You never know. But if we run into you, we won't bump too hard, okay? Next up, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities Awards. This message is a call for nominations for the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. The committee embraces the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, and in fulfillment of its mission, is a strong supporter of the choices made by people with disabilities to participate in the employment, economic, social, and political life of Raleigh. Each year, we recognize disability advocates at our annual awards banquet, and we are currently accepting nominations for the 2019 award year. Based on your organization's contributions to the disability community, we invite you to complete a nomination form. Award recipients will be recognized during a presentation Thursday, October 10, 2019, from 11:30 a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. at the McCrimmon Center, 1101 Gorman Street in Raleigh. A catered lunch will be served, and online registration is available at https://forward/forms.gle/z4uppercase U uppercase E lowercase N 8G uppercase C 3 uppercase E YC uppercase Q uppercase A UW 5. That's printed in your email edition that you've received. If you have any questions, please call 919-532-5572 or email tlwaters@waketech.edu. And see Ginger or Sharon if you have a person or a business that you would like to nominate for an award. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. We certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available after the broadcast as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I am Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time.